year 1640 in Paris, a period of chivalry and kings, of elegant ladies and romance, of swordsmen and cavaliers. This is an evening for the theater, and as we enter the narrow theatrical hall, the candles of the chandeliers and footlights are already brightly lit. The two tiers of the gallery are completely filled, while below a crowd surges on the floor in front of the stage, waiting for the tapestry to be drawn apart and the play to begin. Cavaliers, porters, flower girls and pickpockets, intellectuals and pastry cooks,
oranges,
all are represented tonight. But I
wine,
do not see one certain gentleman, a very important
syrup,
gentleman, a distinguished
oranges,
gentleman. His friend Ragueneau's just over there, talking to Captain Lebray of the Royal Guards, another who swears by the absent gentleman.
Monsieur Cyrano is not here. Astonishing, don't you think, Lebray?
Why, Ragueneau? Must de Bergerac be everywhere?
Ah, but you know who plays tonight. The hippopotamus again. That renowned actor, Montfleury. And you know, our Cyrano so hates this Montfleury, he has forbidden him for 3 weeks to appear upon the stage.
And if Montfleury appears?
Trouble.
Your pardon, messieurs. I could not help overhearing.
Young sir?
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Baron Christian de Neuviette. This Cyrano, who is he?
Who is he? Baron de Neuviette, you must be a stranger in Paris.
I am from Normandy. I've been in Paris but 3 weeks. Tomorrow I join the guards, and I believe it is the regiment of this Cyrano. I do hear his name freely spoken about.
He's one of those wild swashbucklers, a true Gascon, hat with three plumes and doublet with 6 points.